Once again, I am being vindicated and validated for speaking the truth. I have said for years that there are good men out there. There are men who would make great husbands, great fathers, great boyfriends, you name it. But the fact being that the women did not want them. I said that. The women again said that I was pandering and lying. Oh no, these men ain't ish. All these men do is lie, cheat, and steal. All these men do is play games, be womanizers, so on and so forth. And look at y'all now. In 2025, admitting the truth, finally. Y'all like the video, share the video, and subscribe. We have got to get into this. Because women are now reaching a certain state to where they have no choice but to surrender and tell the truth. Yes, there have been quality men that I've encountered, but for whatever reason, I rejected him. He was lame. He was boring. He was just too nice. How many of y'all have heard that before? So now the women are in the headspace of saying, you know what? Yeah, there's good men out there, and I've ran into them, but I just didn't want them, and I told y'all that. Y'all get the likes up. Like the video, share the video, and subscribe to some real talk. These women that I am getting ready to share with y'all today are telling the truth about a lot of the women out there and their experiences. A lot of the women, I got to be honest about this, sis, all right? A lot of the women, whether they be quote unquote good women, bad women, or in between, they don't want a man that is healthy, balanced, stable, secure, masculine. They don't want them. They don't. They want a passion project to how to build up into being a man. That is what y'all want. That is what y'all go after. It strokes your ego to be able to say, look at what I created. I was able to take this player, pimp, womanizer, and turn him into a Prince Charming, all because I'm just so beautiful, or I'm just so smart, or I'm just the baddest B-word, and I got the best vagina. That is what y'all want to do. It's an ego boost for you all. It's an ego stroke to be able to say, I changed this diamond in the rough to an actual diamond. Right? And now, you all are being real and saying what I've been saying. The men that would make good quality men to be with, y'all rejected them because something within you was not right. And let me say this also before I play these videos. These ladies in these videos, they seem to be logical, level-headed women, right? One would probably classify them as being quality women. Yet, I got to make this point, yet even they rejected good quality men. So are the men wrong when they actually say, yeah, I have encountered good quality women, but they just didn't want me? So it's not this instance of men just continuously choosing wrong and overlooking. No. You can even encounter a good quality woman, quote unquote, and she still finds something to be off and wrong with you. Let's get into it. Again, get the likes up.
The men who would have treated me the way I wanted to be treated, I didn't want. That's just the honest truth, right? And if more people would just be honest about the fact that they have met good people, they have met solid people who would have been great partners in a relationship, but for whatever reason, it was just something about that person you just couldn't get with, and that's the reason why you didn't move forward. Most of us have met good people. That's what y'all really need to start talking more about online instead of who don't do what and what you can't get. You've met good people. Stop it, right? And if you haven't, it's definitely something wrong with you. It's definitely something wrong with you. You are the problem if you've never met a good man. You've never met a good woman.
Now, again, she's saying you are the problem if you've never met a good man, you've never met a good woman, so on and so forth, right? And to a certain degree, I do agree with her. But how does she have that argument when she herself, I'm pretty sure, would classify herself to be a good woman? Yet She is acknowledging the fact that she didn't want that good man that wanted her. Are y'all following me with that? So to me, that kind of cancels out her argument, especially when it comes to these brothers out here complaining about relationships and how they just can't find a good woman to settle down with. And if they do find a good woman, quote unquote, you know, she's picking him apart, or she wants the no good smoky type. You know what I mean? So that is the gripe of a lot of the men out there. To where it's like, yes, I have met good quality women. You were one of them. But for whatever reason, you didn't want me. You know what I'm saying? And I've heard some of the most ridiculous excuses. Oh, he's just too nice. Oh, he's just too much like my brother. Or he's just too much like, just making up things, to be honest. To be real with you all, a lot of the women, they crave, and I hate to put it like this, but they crave dysfunction. They crave trauma. They crave drama. That is what gives them that dopamine hit. I don't want somebody that's too stable and secure. You know what I'm saying? And so that is the issue that a lot of the men are running into, to where now they're at the point of not even wanting to settle down at all, or a lot of them are going overseas. As a matter of fact, I came across a video that really was alarming, highlighting how a lot of the brothers, the black men in particular, were packing up and going overseas.
All of y'all baby daddy, boyfriends, husbands, cousins, brothers, uncles, and daddies was all in Cartagena this weekend. I traveled to Cartagena to meet one of my friends who was traveling from Ecuador just for the weekend. It was my first time in Cartagena, and my God in heaven, y'all did not lie about the passport, bro. Baby, I got off the plane, I didn't know where I was at. It was black men as far as the eye could see. I took a little video while I was in the immigration line. They was grouped up and duped up. You hear me? The line was at least 2 hours long to get through immigration. I promise you, and I'm not lying, right hand to God, they probably had 5 women in this immigration line. Everybody else was black men.
Now, I know in that video clip, the dude tried to say something along the lines of, oh, well, the reason why they're packing up and they're going overseas is because they're paying for cooch, right? Well, you may have some of that going on, I'm not going to lie. But for the most part, from what I hear and see from my brothers, they're going overseas because they're finding peace. They're finding their purpose. They're finding their passions. That is what's at play when it comes to them broadening their horizons. It's not that they're just chasing cat. They could do that here if that was really what it was about. And a lot of y'all are cheap hoes, so we're not even going to do too much, okay? But yeah, nonetheless, this is what's at play. This is what's going on. And a lot of y'all saying women would be complaining about the fact of the men not trying to settle down, not trying to find a woman. Because again, even the quote unquote good ones are bad. Even the quote unquote good ones will not find equal interest back into you. They won't have that mutual interest. So what's the point? I'd rather just focus on my paycheck. I'd rather just focus on my purpose. That is what is going on today. All right. But let's continue. And again, y'all like the video, share the video, and subscribe.
You just didn't want them. You just didn't want them. Just keep it a buck. You just didn't want them. And for whatever reason it was that you didn't want them is your business, but you didn't want them, but you did meet them.
We all see these breakup stories, especially coming from the woman's perspective. It's always like this horror story, like, you know, the stuff that she's been through and what he put her through and all the stuff that she put up with. And we all look at her like, girl, why was you in that relationship? Like, why did you stay? But when I tell you guys that that's not my experience at all, like, it just wasn't. My ex was a great guy. Like, even after we broke up, still sending me flowers to my apartment. Wow. You know, like, just a great guy, but for somebody else. And we didn't break up because of anything that he did to me, anything that I found out or anything, or anything that I did to him. We literally broke up because just of small things that led me to understand that this was not my husband. And so I needed to make room for my husband by exiting that relationship. But I'm telling you, the way that he treated me within this relationship was so good. He's raised my standard. And you guys know that my standards were already high to begin with. But my ex treated me so well in our relationship that it was like, if the next guy, he's made it harder for the next guy. Because if the next guy isn't coming like my ex or better, then off the rip, you could get to step in. Like, so, you know, breakups don't always have to be this, oh, I'm learning a hard lesson, or I went through some traumatic experience. Not every relationship is going to end up in a marriage. And the ones that don't end up in marriage doesn't mean that it has to be messy, or, you know, as long as you're upholding your standards within the relationship, it should be a positive experience. And honestly, my relationship was a positive experience. And I'm telling you, like, I have nothing bad to say about him. And we're still friends. We still talk and everything. But I just don't feel like the girls hear that often about a relationship that you get out of that has raised your standards. That, like, he's treated me so well, like, the next guy's going to be hard for him, you know? So I just wanted you guys to hear that, because not every breakup is a horror story, and not every breakup is some hard learning lesson. Some breakups are really because you're just maturing and you want different types of relationships, and you just came to understand, like, I don't see myself marrying that person, so let's not waste each other's time. And that's pretty much what this was. But like I said, great guy, love him. Wow. And yeah, that's it.
Trash. Lady, you are trash. Now, I'm going to give these ladies credit for at least being honest enough to admit the truth. But nonetheless, this lady right here, especially to me, is trash. You mean to tell me that you threw away a perfectly good man all because you felt like you could do better than him? Oh, if I can get him, then surely I can get a Morris Chestnut or a Michael B. Jordan or whatever. Like, this is what a lot of the women out there have been doing. And I've been telling y'all that y'all have been doing this. Throwing away perfectly good men all because, oh, I can do better than this. Oh, you know, if I was able to get him, I can get another. Sometimes you can't. And that man that she's dealing with, that ex, sir, if you ever come across this video, please stop. All right? Waiting around in the woman's friend zone, it always backfires. You know why? Because you were never her first option. She didn't want you. You are a last resort. Okay? So trying to send her flowers and stick around so she can finally realize your worth and your value, stop it. Move on. Okay? If a woman lets you know she does not like you, does not see you like that, believe her the first time. Because I'm going to tell you right now, you're going to have a rude awakening when you, let's say, get back together with her, and then a few years down the line, she's wanting to graduate from her marriage like Tia Mari. Because again, she never wanted to be with you anyway. And don't let somebody else come along that she perceives to be better than you. Now she's really going to leave. Okay? So I would stop doing that. But let's really peep the game. And again, like the video, share the video, and subscribe. She said, my ex was such a great man that he actually helped me to raise my standards. My standards were already high. So by me being exposed to this level of kindness, love, support, generosity, masculinity, oh, I want more of this. But what a lot of the women fall short on is realizing that that man can give you more of that. You know what I'm saying? Like, instead of trying to find and seek out a new him, a different him, all you have to do is elevate and evolve and grow within that relationship. And then he would become that bigger and better version of what you deem a quality man to be, because it's already that. All he can do is elevate. And y'all backfire with that every time. Instead of learning to grow within this person and grow within this union, y'all want to seek it outside of that. And then again, wonder why it backfires and you end up looking stupid, because best believe that is going to be what's waiting on the other side for this young lady. Mark my words. It happens every time. These women are not out here like the other girl said, the other woman, I'm sorry, said. So where she was like, oh yeah, you've met a good man. You just didn't want him. They have. That has been the story. But they tried to remix it. Oh, that's not what's happening. It's just that men ain't ish. It's just that men don't provide. The men don't protect. The men are weak. No. When y'all run into these good quality men, you don't want them. Be real about it. She just gave a whole scenario of her having the perfect man, and he wasn't good enough because he had a few shortcomings. And here's the thing with that, ladies. Every man that you get with is going to come with cons. There's pros and cons to everything. And when I'm saying perfect, I'm saying that tongue in cheek. I don't really mean that these men are perfect, but they could have been perfect for you. You know what I'm saying? They could have fit perfectly within your mold, but you didn't want them because you're thinking, oh, but he's missing this and he's missing that. So no cigar. Can't see myself with him. Well, having that type of mentality, you won't find anybody because everywhere you go, somebody is going to be missing something. Because again, nobody is 100% perfect. We all are flawed. We're human, right? You're not even perfect. Something is wrong with you, clearly, because you yourself reject good quality men. Okay? So, ladies, please stop making these type of grand mistakes because what's going to happen to her, mark my words, is that she's going to become very remorseful, very regretful, and want to go and find that ex that was the perfect gentleman. And by that time, the flowers would have stopped. The check-ins would have ceased and he would have been moved on with another woman, settled down with a family. Then you'll be ready and willing to make those compromises and those adjustments with those setbacks that he had, with those flaws that he had. Because you come to realize that, damn, like, it really wasn't that big of a deal. And every time your female nature kicks in full throttle, like, girl, you already met your husband. You could have already been settled down. What are you doing? Where's the stability and security? Where's the man at? And when it does, it's always a rude reality check and a rude awakening. And I am so tired of y'all having the same outcome and the same result. And it's bittersweet for me because on one hand, it's like, damn, I'm really upset that we keep fumbling good quality men. We keep fumbling and getting that good old humbling. Like, I hate that about it. But on the flip side, it's sweet for me because at least y'all are not wasting these men's time, right? She brought that up. She said, you know, let's stop wasting each other's time. Like, that's what I was doing. And so, yeah, I just have to let it go. So salute for her for cutting off contact with that man and realizing that she was ultimately wasting his time and, you know, distancing herself. I love that about it, you know. But at the same time, it just really pains me that y'all keep on coming to these conclusions that you should have never reached to begin with and then being regretful about it in the end. So I'm telling y'all right now, these men are moving on. You're lucky, ma'am. Let me be very clear with this. You're very lucky, ma'am, that ex of yours is still finding some kind of interest in you. Because a lot of men would have just cut it off and moved on. No trying to buy your love back. No waiting around. Like, that is the type of time that a lot of the men are on today. Okay? And I'm going to be real about it. She may very well wake up one day and say, dang, I should have. Shoulda, coulda, woulda. But it's going to be too late. And I hate that you all keep reaching that same dead end. I really do. You know? But like I said, it's sweet for me because at least these men get the opportunity to move on and find a woman that actually values him and loves him and wants to build something and progress forward with him. So I love that. But it just really breaks my heart because I already know the outcome is going to be a Vivica Fox story and a 50 Cent. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But y'all let me know y'all thoughts, opinions, and feedback about this in the comment section down below. Were you in a situation with a woman to where she left you, even though you were a great man? But, you know, she told you, oh, it's not you, it's me, and you're a great guy. I'm just not feeling you like that. Y'all let me know. And I bet you this, too. A lot of you all who have that story, I bet you all also have the same sentiments of that woman coming back talking about, hey, big head, how you been? I've been thinking about you. I saw you with your little girlfriend. Can we link up? I bet you. But again, y'all like the video, share the video, and subscribe. I'm going to see you on the next dope discussion. Much love and peace to my crown heads.